report, Mr. Danana. I would like to welcome him on behalf of panel members sitting across of me. We are happy to have you. Panel members will come with different questions. In welcoming you, we have agreed that panel members, when they ask questions, they will limit their intervention to questions so as to allow you to spend more time explaining yourself. And so also we are asking candidates to capture the questions that are put to them. If you're not sure, ask the person to summarize the question. If there are three, you are able to say on point one, these are my responses on point two, so that you leave with the feeling that the process was fair and just. Yeah. So while you are setting in, I would ask maybe that, okay, because we are the first one, there's still time. With others, we really fail to introduce each and every panel member. Maybe the extreme right is Honorable Ngozi. No, no, not ideologically. The other is ideologically the extreme left. Ngozi, raise his hand as well.
Hello, my man. Yeah, you good?
Honorable Fanda, Macho, Ubudisi, Honorable Sidi, Honorable Galap. Thank you very much. If you can just briefly share with the panel members as to what you've done, whether you've studied, which you'll be bringing as a baby to the SABC. But that's a limited part of your interaction. Then there will come with questions.
Good morning, Madam Chair and the panel. My name is Sam Dana. I live in Mthatha, and it's a day. But I spend a lot of my time in Zimbabwe. I have studied quite extensively a first degree in journalism at Rhodes University. My honors in anthropology and my master in business administration at the Roosevelt University in Chicago. In Illinois. And that has somehow given me a platform to contribute, I would say positively, to the development of most of the areas I have been in before. In, I used to work for the, for example, Transair Airways, TDC, but I came up to June. I think most of my impact has been felt both in the education and in the mining and construction field. Because at some point I became the chairperson of the Pretoria Technic One, and we sort of led that whole thing to the merger of the three campuses, the Shosan, Social Bukhara, Kuwa, and the Pretoria campus. A tough call, because we had to deal with the stakeholders, and I think we did pretty well. I know they are having their own challenges now, but the merger has been finalized. I have worked for SABC, I mean, I have been in the board of SABC, I was just declared that up front. And one of the reasons which made me leave the SABC at the time, I think it was the issue of the elephant in the room, which was sort of making sure that the corporate plan which was there at the time was not being followed. And we were still classed on that, so the corporate plan must be followed. And as the board at the time, we took a decision to remove the person whom we felt was the elephant in the room, and when we felt incapable of removing the person, that when we individually took decisions to properly protect, to the right decision to protect my own dignity. And I think the SABC has suffered ever since. And it's, I can say it's the throes of Republic. I'm in church, man. I still worship in church, which is the Methodist church. I'm a preacher. And my husband is a father, an uncle, and an activist in general, who would like to make sure that South Africa and the SABC, especially on the new side, succeed in bringing South Africa to the people. Probably just to finalize, one of the things that we had come up with, which has been bastardized after the 24-hour news channel. We had been envisaged on that to have a channel which would have segments which are focusing on the provinces. Say a segment on the Bopo, a segment on Northern Cape, a segment on KwaZulu and all the other provinces, which would make all the journalists in those provinces go out and give their maximum time to give exposure to what is good, what is happening there, and what is bad. And if you give that 20 minutes, say from about 6 in the morning to about 11 in the morning, then you repeat those and then you the summaries, I think most of the journalists will be out there working, finding stories because they have got to be appearing on the group or on their segments. I think they will.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, here you are, here is the candidate before us. I don't know whether you have intimidated one of the members of the panel or is any member who is ready. Honourable Kaba.
No, thanks Chair. Apologies. We had another piece, but we don't recognize this one. Welcome, Mamela. Mzuli. Oh,
Express. Okay. I am of the Xhosa
region. Okay, thanks. Sorry. No, I think my questions would be. Yeah, when I teach, perhaps you will note them down and respond to them, all of them later. Wherein I may have budget that are coming. I'll just give you, I'll start with this one just to give you a scenario for you to understand that. Our president is very clear on Tumalina program, which inspires the mood. And the other thing which this government has done, the positives, will be that the government is showing capacity to self-correct itself. I think in this time where from 1994, we have experienced a good governance. And then our agenda is very clear on the radical economic transformation. But then, my question will be that, one other good story is that government is restoring the democratic institutions. And is also clear on the path of transformation. And we're working hard on the growth and development. This government led by President Cyril Ramaphosa. But in the light of this, and having said this, what is your view for SABC? Maybe you can tell a good story of 25 years of success. How could you, if appointed at the board, you could influence and advise this important matter so that these positives are realized? For me, I think it is important. How could you really advise on that matter? I'll tell you why. Our people love their country. That's why they're going to vote. And good stories of hope need to be told. And government is fighting corruption, and they want to participate in the shared prosperity and demand for inclusive growth. But how could you, if appointed at the SABC board, share the 25 years of prosperity? Two, I don't know if you have a TV license, are you paying it? And then how would you encourage the community and those especially in poverty and unemployed to contribute positively to be paying the TV license? Lastly, on the digital migration, it's very important for the SMEs. So how would you contribute really to its speedy implementation if successfully appointed? Thank you very much.
Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tawa. You have mentioned a number of issues. You know, South Africa is a country of good stories, starting from 1994, where people would never be able to vote and not be voted. Where people would never be able to protest, where people have been able to get involved in a variety of civic issues. Various political parties have been formed, they were banned. But they're thriving. The democracy is thriving. That is a good story. But somehow, a good story is not just a good story. It's always accompanied, there's always a darker side. And as you said, the president has set an agenda to try and address these issues systematically with no rush. So this issue also of not rushing it, such that you're sort of seen as this person. Unfortunately, one of the things is SABC is a contested terrain. And somehow, when I spoke first, I spoke about the corporate plan. And the corporate plan sort of charts the way and sort of gives the budget. And some people sort of want to throw that off the tracks. And that's where the problems come. And by bringing a good board and a strong board, we can keep the whole thing on the track, I think you'll have done a good thing. I'm sure the journalists we are training and bringing in on board, the programmers which are bringing on board are pretty good programmers. They can challenge the best in the country and the best in the world. I like this thing of Tumamina, because we have to introduce the issue of ethics all the time, to do the right thing whenever you are, and not just be thrown around in terms of being influenced by issues. South Africa in terms of sport, 1996, 95 won the World Cup, 96 CAF, and we've won quite a number of things. But somehow, why have this disappeared from the SABC? And I think we need to try and influence the budgeting side of things to bring, I mean, soccer you don't find it anymore. Rugby is dead. Netball, which is one of the biggest sports in the country, you don't find. Why? Because it is the bickering that happens. And bickering takes our people out of the focus which they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be doing. TV license, fortunately, I even have the Etoile, the Etoile card in Japan. So I said, go through the Etoile, and I still pay. The digital migration has been, I think, the most difficult part in the history of South Africa, because it has also been one of the most contested terrains. Some groups wanting this company to win, some groups wanting this company. Rather than, and I think this is the chance now to say, let's, our interest is on the people of South Africa and South Africa only. And therefore, all those interests must fall aside. The one interest which must be, we must define is that of the South African people. I hope I've answered the questions.
Thank you very much.
How are you, my man?
I am well.
Thank you. Now, you were in the SABC board in 2011 and 13, correct? 11, 12, 13. Correct. So this is a very interesting era, which in our inquiry came out as fundamental to the rise of Saudi. Where it is an era where they advertised this position for 3 days, escalated his salary. What were you doing? What was your position in that fractured board? It was chaired by Mr. Ngubane, am I right? The CEO at the time indicated that the board favored Claudi a lot. Even at separate meetings with him, I mean the board chairperson. What was your role? Because, you know, I'm trying to look anywhere. What were your views? What did you do to challenge what was obviously an abuse of process, abuse of internal controls, sometimes even very publicly boasted by Claudi? Just tell us about that time, particularly because you've already been there. Why do you want to go back? What difference are you going to make that you did not make then?
Thank you, Honorable. Fortunately, I did allude to that in my opening statement. There was a recommendation which came from the chair about appointing Claudi for about a month as a CEO, and said no. And now I'm going to give you the sequence of events. At a meeting held here in Cape Town, 11 out of 12 board members made a decision to take Claudi out of SABC Auckland Park, to send him back to Bloemfontein, where he came from, because he was not suited for the position of the CEO, because he has not had the trick. Two, he was not suited for the position which he had been brought for, which was sort of stakeholder relationship, because he didn't know anything about it. But somehow, we found he had a clout. When we took that decision, it was here on a Thursday in Cape Town. Shelby left and went back to open up and made a statement that he was standing down. Things changed during that weekend. Because some people just felt that we were being unfair to him. And which is why at that point in time, the decision was pretty clear. I mean, Lamb did not write a memorandum, which is why I felt strongly, and actually, anybody who said board members favored him, I know the person who brought in that recommendation was the chairperson only. So probably the CEO was referring to the chairperson. Now let me come back and answer the second question. We have developed this corporate plan, the news, the 24-hour news, because we wanted to break away from what you call the CNN BBC mode of repeating things every time, which is why we came up with the segments of provincializing these things, so that if something is happening in Kimberley or Springbok or Port Norfolk, the journalist in the Northern Cape would be chasing news rather than chasing Twitter. And if there's something that used to be done in Gauteng, the journalist there would be on the news. So when their segment comes, it comes up as an authentic segment which informs people what is happening in all the corners of this country. And I think one of those things, I'd like to pursue, in terms of managing the governance of the corporate plans to their to their logical conclusion.
I'm sorry, I don't think you were in the board. Gauti did all these things up until...
Gauti was not the CEO during our time.
You were in the board between 2011 and 2013.
Gauti was appointed COO after we had left. And the main reason why, as I say to you, I took a decision was because the pressure of saying keep Saudi as a CEO, I could see that it was going to be a smash.
Saudi was appointed in 2012. You were still in the board, unless your record year was 2013.
December, and that appointment was for a month. And which is why we came and said, we dare not appoint Flaubi, which is why we took the decision to, not to fire him, to remove him from Auckland Park back to Bloemfontein, where he was a junior. And that is where the clash came in.
Honorable Ndlozi, maybe we have to allow the next member. I think we have had sufficient time to explore.
Okay, so firstly, I want to say welcome, and it's good to have Umfundisi Asebeseni. Umshumayeli, okay. Umuntu Asebeseni, Nakulele Weseni. So thank you, welcome. So I want to take off from where Honorable Ndlozi left, and I want to make it a quick conversation because I have a lot of questions. So you served in the Ben Ngubane board. The Ben Ngubane board acted irregularly in appointing Claudio Metsoneng, violated the PFMA, the Broadcasting Act, the MOI, and in fact removed the requirements for COO so Claudio Metsoneng could be appointed. Now, the question, the salient question, is what did you do? It's not enough to say, we said no in the meeting. I'm particularly tough on people who were on the SABC board and then want to come back, particularly people quit. So I'm very, very wary about returning people to the SABC board unless I know that they've got backbones of steel. So what did you, as Mr. Danana, do?
We removed Saudi from Auckland Park.
Saudi went back to Auckland Park. Saudi remained at Auckland Park.
That's when they left already.
All right. Now, there was a memorandum sent by board members to Minister Spue Nyanda. Do you remember the memorandum?
Spue Nyanda was not the minister.
Was it Dinapuri? There was a memorandum about the actions of Ben Gubane, which was signed by board members.
What year was that?
Sorry, okay, I'm gonna just double check.
Please double check. Yes.
Okay, I'll come back to it later. But my question is, so you were on the board. No, just let me, please let me
I'm just saying, it was Dinapuri before her, okay. It was the...
No, don't worry about the time. Okay. I want to use my time the way I'd like to use it. So, your action after wrongdoing was to resign.
What was the wrongdoing there?
So after Mr. Ben Ngubane installed Hlauti Motsoeneng, and Hlauti Motsoeneng remained on the board, what actions did you do? Just be patient and listen. Don't jump to answer until I finish my question, because you're preparing an answer. You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're listening to what I'm saying first, and then formulate your answer. So, I want to know your actions. What did you say? Did you write to the Portfolio Committee of Communications? Did you write to the president? Did you inform the appropriate authorities that here is an action that is taking place? I am a board member. I know the rules that govern the SABC. What has happened here is wrong. Did you do any of that, or did you just choose to open the door and leave because you didn't like what was happening? What did you do? I don't want to hear about, I want to hear what specific actions you took as an individual when there was wrongdoing about Hlauti Motsoeneng. I'm not interested in anything else. I'm interested in specifically your actions.
Madam Van Dam, if I get you correctly, you don't want an individual action, not a collective action.
Yes.
Let me just quickly, I mean, it's a very short narrative. On the day we were sitting in Cape Town, Ben Ngubane did not attend the meeting. Ben tendered his resignation. Let's start there. Because that meeting was going to be discussing Cloudy. And that meeting was then chaired by the deputy chairperson, which was Tamir Blythe. And that's when the decision was taken. And it was a unanimous decision to remove the summit. Just a minute, then.
Okay.
Let me finish. And that that decision was communicated immediately, both to the minister, to the portfolio committee, and the portfolio committee. But it was mainly the minister whom that decision was taken to, because Ben, at the time, had already left. He resigned. I mean, we received his resignation that morning.
If there's still time left, because from what I see, let's allow other members and then see how we come back. Honorable thing.
Morning, Mr. Dana. I'll appreciate if you can just be brief and straight to the point. This is a lot I'm going to deal with my issues. I'm going to raise all of them. Yes, you respond, you respond to them collectively. I want to go back to the corporate plan as well. you pulled out on the basis that the corporate plan was not being followed. I want you to convince the panel that this time around, if there are challenges, you won't pull out. The second one, the board is accountable to the shareholder in terms of the performance and the affairs of the CBC. But more often there are tensions, disputes, as and when the shareholder representative tries to intervene when there are issues. I want your view. Why do you think there are these tensions when the shareholder representative tries to apply the provision of the act? The second last one is the unfunded public mandates. Because it is seemingly, according to the SABC, is one of the issues why they are in financial difficulties. If appointed, how are you going to assist to deal with that particular issue? And the last one being the role of the executive directors in the board. Do you agree with the notion which says that need to be, we might have to review that particular role? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Sedi. Just shortly on the issue of when a group of people came back to me and nominated me this and got the skills. Would you have the stamina to go through the full course? Yes, I would. The shareholder issue is part of the stakeholders. And you've got labor, you've got the labor side, you've got your listenership. You've got various, and I think all those stakeholders should be taken into consideration. To sharpen our communication with the shareholder is critical. Because if the shareholder says, I am finding you, you've got to convince her the finding must go according to the corporate plan, which has been seen by the shareholder and approved. As long as those communications are kept on strong, the issue of funding, you will notice one thing, that as soon as the corporate plan was shafted aside, one big funding model of SNBC went pear-shaped. The advertising. If you listen to SAFM, I promise you, you can count how many adverts you get in the morning, in the afternoon. Listen to the TV channels. The revenue has gone down and it needs to be picked up. And that's what, I mean, we've got to do quite a bit of what I call quantitative researches rather than qualitative to make sure that that funding is brought back onto the fold, because the shareholder cannot be pumping money all the time without any accountability. Exco is eyes and ears. I mean, they are sort of the implementers. What we discuss and agree upon at the board, they are the day-to-day operators, which is why the board has got to pull back and do their own business, but keeping an eye as to that they cannot get out of that corporate plan. So removing the executive probably be a bit of a dangerous thing.
Chair, I think we are still within the 5 minutes of time. Just one last follow-up.
So maybe before that, was there a response on your first question, the corporate plan?
I'm not satisfied on that one. And the very last one, especially the last one. This debate that some people are sponsoring does not suggest that the executives must be removed from the board. The debate says their role need to be reviewed. That's what people are saying. Yes, in the board. Because some are saying you can't be a player and a referee. you are doing the day-to-day running of the activities of the board. Tomorrow you are in the board. And some people, they say it's a bit of a challenge. So I want you to speak to that particular issue. The view is not to remove them completely from the board, it's to review their role. So I'll let you speak to that one. And the covenant plan, you remember what I said. Well, in your introductory remarks, you said you pulled out because the covenant plan was not being followed. And what I was saying is that, to me, I'm seeing Mr. Danana who cannot face challenges. So I'm saying, I wanted you to convince this panel that this time around, if there are challenges, Mr. Danana will not run away.
As I said, I think there's an agreement, and there's an overwhelming mandate that we need to move into this into the new dawn with open eyes and with commitment. And I have a commitment to ensure that the corporate plan is not derailed, and we fight for its implementation through and through. But now let's go to the issue of, that's why you've got 12 non-executive members in the board. With 10 or 12, I think around there. And then you've got a few. Your executive managers, how will they know what the board decision is to be able, for them to be able to execute it? And how does the board get feedback from what is happening within the organization? If you cannot have that layer of executive direction, I think we might be throwing out the baby with the water. I think let's save the baby.
Thank you, Chair. Just to engage a bit, don't be surprised that you are so much interested. Mr. Danana, on your period in the board, because that was those were turbulent years and of the board, even after you left. When you were there in that period, was there any interference of political office bearers or any interference of any political party when you were there, that short period you were there? And a second one, how did you dealt as a board then when Claude was still a junior? How did you deal with the relationship between the board and newsrooms? Relationship between you and the editors and newsrooms. I'm interested. That's why I'm asking this question. I'm interested because if now you were there, and then there were all these interferences, and you want to go back, what will you do differently now? Because you were there, I appreciate you. You did take it. To me, you did take an action. Action will not be as an individual. Even before you said no on the appointment of Tlaouti, you said Tlaouti must go back to his old position as a junior, and you pointed out all the reasons. When that did not work, you resigned. Then the third leg of the question to those two, who made the decision that Tlaouti is not removed? Because you resigned because of this problem. So, because these are issues you are going to deal with. don't worry when we deal with you and questions are robust. But also don't be afraid to take us on. We are not kings yet. We are more younger than you in any case. Some of them are your grandchildren. But you have a platform also to take us on if you feel we are actually not moving, we are not factual on what we are coming.
Thank you, Mama. Let me start with my role in the newsroom. I mean, I became the chair of the news committee. And there had never been any corruption or uprising in the newsroom. Because the issue was to say, report and report as it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's it on our screen, let's hear it on our radio. Political interference, I mean, people will phone you as a board member. Why are you not giving us enough attention? I mean, for example, you get a phone call from somebody from the PAC, and they want their rally, which is going to be in Mobela, to be put on air. And you phone the editor, can you please listen to this? And if the editor says no, I do not interfere on that. So, but the man will probably come back to me and complain that SABC isn't giving us enough time. I mean, in terms of calculating who gets this time and that time, I don't consider that as part of our political interference. We came at the SABC during the bailout time. And we came within a short space of time to the point where the repayments were made and came up with a corporate plan. And I think it's more a suspicion rather than a fact that the issues relating to the digital issues were at play here. And also just the issues of who gets what. Because when this issue of getting Mushabi to be a COO, I mean, it was just a disgusting suggestion. I mean, did you smoke something? That's what I said to the chairperson. Did you smoke something? I mean, for you to come up with that kind of a suggestion? And when you sort of, no, for a month, no, we can't do that. I don't know what favors Uthaudi had done for anybody, but it sort of came in a very nefarious way, very suspicious. And you would say, my goodness me, the man is a magic. For him to sort of wheel himself up to the top with and leaving us right here knowing what we're doing.
Sorry, I'm very sorry, Mr. I want the candidate to get a fair chance to answer this question substantially. Can I quote to him the public protector's report?
Wait. Let's just allow. We are better looking at the remaining time, how we can share it between the two of you.
Okay.
Sorry for interruption.
Yeah, sorry, I
you know, it explains what we were trying to say, Eddie, that on our side, the panel should be to a point and to give you more time to explain. Thank you. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry for the interruption.
Chair, I had not finished.
I was just finishing the issue of the nefarious way in which it came in. And as I was sort of explaining this, I was going to just refer to who gave evidence to the public protector. We're part of the evidence that is there, which was presented and ignored, if you may say. Because by that time, we had left. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, Yika, because I wanted to come to that part to check if in that period of the investigations of the public protector, did he participate and report all these things. But obviously, he says by the time the report was sent back, was finished, he was not there.
Honorable Machoka, you are really backing your time, but I'm glad that you still have. No, you can still ask your question.
Thank you, Chair. Welcome to Ghana. Ghana, to the first of the government. And my home, a boy, Utah, Mamela. I have no question more than because I won't profile you. I won't go down and dig your profile. Just question you according to your story. Now you have that experience of being in SABC. You left SABC, I'm correct. Now you have shown another interest to go back to SABC. Why SABC is in crisis? And what we know, that crisis, maybe we have experience of that crisis, what is the reason? But my question, what is a new plans you have that push you to go, to be interested, to be involved in SABC? Remember, SABC was up to retrenched using Section 189, you retrenched up to, it was a close 940 staff they supposed to retrench. Yes, they were. Are you supporting that idea of the retrenchment? Because we cannot say that crisis is over. Are you supporting that crisis, that idea of retrenchment? If no, what is the new ideas for the boards to make ESABC to be stable in terms of keeping those staff members? And I want to be clear about what really is new. Are you going to do? To bring to SABC because we have shown the interest now to go back again. Gotcha. I want you to go back.
Do you still have a question you want to put? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mama Chola. The people have approached me. I think they have a pretty good background on me as a strong president of that. And one of the things which I undertook with the people who were nominating me was to say, we need to be steadfast this time around. Very steadfast and stay the course. Because if we cannot be steadfast, who will be? I think the corporate plans which are there are pretty robust. Then there's the issue of the retrenchments. Having just listened to what the media gives us, there have been assurances by the shareholder and Treasury to give guarantees. So we'll probably be back on that period where we got this guy, got SABC back on track. I think we still have the ideas and the experience of taking out of that. Now, you might have you might remember what I said initially. The issue of retrenchments probably comes because people, when you've done a head count, you're not doing anything, which is why I was saying this 24 news hour channel is going to be absorbing. Is going to be absorbing people who are going to be going out there to work. Both your experienced one and your learnerships, such that that number will probably be reduced to a zero. So I would not support that. I would support that the families be fed and the people who are employed to be kept as busy and reskilled in doing some other things. If, I mean, ICASA has spoken about the issues of the sport and various programs. SABC should now be having more than three channels and just stuck on three channels. And the corporate plan talks about 12 to 15 channels. Why have those not been open to get all those people spread through that to be able to work? But the commitment to serve the SABC is fully with me.
I think my question was based to you. What is your proper new plans for SABC? Don't say treasure, ICASA. I want your plans for SABC. SABC is in crisis. Maybe you were part of that crisis. You never know. Maybe you were part. Now you see that SABC is stable now. You must go back again.
And Mama Shola.
I need your
maybe, can I assist that?
A quick one. Okay.
No. I think basically the line of questioning, if I understand panel members, they don't want technical answers. They want you to make personal commitments. Where you played a role, be clear about, even if you acted as a collective, I believed in this, and this is the action you took. They are looking for you in the mess, I suppose. But we're struggling in time, Honorable Shoba. That's your last question.
I think there's two issues, there's two items which I would have had time to. The idea of the 24 News Hour channel in terms of provinces and those was my idea, and it got there. This thing of also going back to the market, because my goodness me, our revenue is tanking. The last portion, SABC has not had any idea of serving the disabled communities in the country. And there are various organizations which support in terms of the marketing and that income. All we need to do is to ensure that your income streams are increased. I don't know if we can do anything about the licenses right now, in terms of convincing everybody who buys their license to have a license. I think that you work with the ICASA and all the other stakeholders in terms of your Chapter 9 institutions to push but we need to challenge this dominance of multi choice in the system and get back SABC to be preferred choice, so that we can get the income to run it in a stable way.
We are beyond the time of the honorable candidate.
All right, so you were appointed in June 2011. Claudia Motsuneng was appointed acting COO in December 2011. Sorry?
2012.
You were appointed in 2012?
Claude Mutsone was appointed acting CEO in December 2012. For a month.
It was in 2011?
2012.
Okay. 2011. Alright, that's okay. But during that time,
I don't think it's a fact that it was 2012 December for a month.
It was 2011.
That is when we sort of tweeted.
Okay, cool, just listen, please. During that time, his salary was increased.
It's not, man. Not during our time. It was never done during our time.
Sir, can you protect him?
Yeah.
Sir, can you calm down?
He was never appointed an CEO during our time.
I wanted to assist you there because I don't want you to lose question. Honorable member, please let's allow members to use their limited time to put questions forward. You can just write them down. I will make sure the honorable member asks. All right. During the time, Claudi Motsoeneng's salary was increased several times, as is indicated in the Public Protection Report. When his salary was increased, was this brought before the board, which you were a member of? Did you approve of those increases? Because your meeting where you removed Claudi Motsoeneng was in 2013. But while he was there, and you were there, salary increases, irregular salary increases, as stated in the Public Protector's report, happened. What did you do? See, that's a line of questioning. What we're trying to get to is, why would we take someone who was on the SABC board during its most tumultuous time, ran away? There was wrongdoing. What did you do? Why should we take you back there to clean up the mess that was caused by a board that you served on? What good would we be doing to the SABC by bringing such a person back on the board? So what we're trying to do here is to help you to help us by telling us Uthi wenzani. Yini ozoyena wenzani? So what so was Uthi masikubuyisela umuntu onje. That's the simple gist of what we're getting to. And please don't get emotional. Just answer the question. During the time you were there, now the salary was increased. What did you do? And if we appoint you again, because let me tell you, things are tough at the SABC, even tougher than when you were there. And we don't want to come back again in a few months because you were there, things were tough, and you left. We don't want that. So please, help us to help you. Thank you very much, Honorable Fanda. Say, basically, the question was, we talked to approval of the regular salary increases.
I think it's a very... there's a mistaken identity.
Just a moment. Will you check? I thought you suggested that let's take the other follow up. So that is then able to deal with the police. I thought that was the suggestion. Because there was one last follow-up from Honorable Jones, but over and above that, you see, follow-ups to me, they must not take more than the initial time that you allocated. It's problematic. So we're relying on you just to assist in that regard. If a person says it's a follow-up, it will be wrong for us to go beyond the initial time that you were given in general. A follow-up, it'll be a follow-up.
Yeah, you see, Honorable said, like this follow-up from Honorable Fanda. So, I just thought it's really about the approval of the regular salary increase.
Yes.
But the problem with Honorable Fanan, she gets tempted to bring other issues that you'll be dealing with.
What I was trying to do was summarize the questions that everyone was asking. Because the question Honorable Kalako asked are similar. We are asking what did he do when he was on the board, which I don't think we've gotten a sufficient, at least I haven't gotten a sufficient answer for. So that is what I was trying to zero in, and which is, I think, the intention of the members to understand why must be put him back there. So that is the gist of the actual line of questioning. And I don't think Honorable Kalak and Honorable Zeki disagree, because that's sort of what they were trying to ascertain as well.
Yeah, we are all in agreement, but you have to find ways of managing time. So we have this follow-up. If you can quickly respond to it so that I go to the next man.
I think there is a timeline problem here. During our time, Claudia was never a CEO of 2011. December, I remember very clarity, and he turned it down and we removed it. So there was no interest. I think you are mistaking that time with Ellen Shawala's time. It was not during that time.
Let's leave Saudi.
You have a second.
Yeah, Chair. Sorry, Chairperson, I really need. It may have to be fair to the candidate to uncheck himself on this, because you're going to leave. We have a very bad perception about your role in the board. Now, the Public Protector's Report was published February 2014. I'm going to read you two lines. Forget Claudi. He's not the only one during that era who was regularly appointed, salaries increased, and so on and so forth. So, regarding the allegation, the alleged regular appointment of Ms. Kuku Tuta as CFO of the SABC, the Public Protector says, Duda was appointed to the position of CFO during February 2012, was not an applicant for the position which was advertised. Then she concludes, the conduct of the SABC management, particularly Motsweni and the board in the appointment of Ms. Duda as CFO of the SABC, was in violation of the sections above. The appointment was grossly irregular and actions involved constitute improper conduct, maladministration, and abuse of power. Now, when you said you were in the SABC board from 2011 to 2013, these are the activities of 2012. This is the finding of the Public Protector about you. The question is, you worked with Claudi to undermine and abuse power. That's what the Public Protector says. Now you, what was your role? What did you say? What did you do? Forget the appointment of Claudia. Here's another appointment of an important person that the board has been found to have been in abuse of power, irregularly working with Claudia. Your board.
I am sure that that conclusion would be.
Excuse me. Have you got any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. You can go ahead then.
I'm sure that conclusion by the Public Protector was assisted by our testimonies to the Public Protector, where we admitted on some of the wrongs which we had done, which is why it is there. We admitted to some of the irregularities. I mean, because somehow some of these things happen, and you're not aware. And if you go to the Public Protector and you confess your sins, that kind of report will come.
So what sin did you confess?
The issue of, for example, I know that one pretty well. There was an interview, and it was brought to our attention, and we approved the appointment. And somehow, that was irregular.
Why should we put you back in the board, my man? We're going to do more things.
I'm just saying, I'm sure that conclusion was because exactly of that.
I apologize, Chairman.
Yeah, but also Honorable Kandidate.
No, that's fine. I'm sure you can understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the Honorable Members have taken time to engage with you. Is there any thing you want to put before the panel which they might become aware of after you've left, in case your name is finally in the list of people to be appointed, that they didn't ask about anything? If you feel we have covered virtually everything, also we thank you for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity, Madam Chair, and I think the panel has covered quite a lot of things, and some of them I didn't think they were part of it, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Okay.
Sorry. 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 Sor